flagged by Twitter, the president once again claiming without evidence that the 2020 presidential election was, in his words, rigged and a hoax. The president also claiming that he will soon present evidence of widespread ballot fraud and other wrongdoing. The Trump campaign has yet to achieve a significant legal victory in any court that would reverse the results in any state.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America is listening to Fox News. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are going to enjoy the last day of an extended over three-week pattern of tranquil weather. I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine today. Very comfortable, upper 60s to around 70. Tomorrow is a big travel day, Thanksgiving Eve. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by late in the day. And showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then, unfortunately, the front slows up, so we'll have to keep the risk of scattered showers in the forecast, at least a small risk on Thanksgiving with a high around 73. Looking ahead, another big deal storm system sometime Iron Bowl weekend that needs to be watched. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and Police Chief Ernest Finley spoke out on the need to keep Montgomery safer when it comes to violent crime. MPD will be increasing patrols in high-crime neighborhoods and engaging communities more. They say they are working with state, local, and federal agencies to curb shootings, and they will lobby for the maximum prosecution for violent criminals. A homicide investigation is underway in Macon County after a body was found yesterday. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. The cause of death hasn't been released. He says one person has been arrested and that they are looking for more suspects. Longtime Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh is stepping down from his leadership position. Marsh said he wants to focus on education issues, including education legislation, broadband, and possible issues ranging from teacher pay to increased school choice. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time, and I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helps with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Napa know-how.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. It is Thanksgiving Eve today. I like that. Yeah, the Carnival Cruise Lines is up 10% based on the vaccination. This vaccination thing, I think, is going to be huge. And watch how the media is going to change this from a Trump project to a Biden success. Definitely going that way it will be a Biden success under a military operation. And they'll go, took it out of the hands of Trump, got into the right hands of military, and it was a booming success. Not that Trump had anything to do with it. I mean, it was absolutely brilliant that he gave him the money and said, start doing the vaccine 9 months ago, and they turned this around. Team Biden would never have thought of that. Ever have thought of that. Because you have all these old school thinkers that are there and they just don't go in that direction. So kudos to Donald Trump for this. Rand Paul is going to kind of do a little round robin with Rand Paul. Then we'll get back to Team Biden through Michael Goodwin, Troy Gowdy, and some other folks here. Rand Paul was exceptionally good last night. And he's going to be talking about auditing the absentee votes. Listen in.
I'm sure you heard the news at the top of the hour tonight about the GSA beginning their process of the transition. And Michigan has certified their vote. Philadelphia County has now certified their vote. But the president said there are still outstanding cases that they want to continue to pursue. And you hear in this instance, this mathematician, you know, just really looking at this mail-in process, which in some aspects is very perplexing.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history, so we have to validate were they the right people. And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence. But what Professor Williams has done here is he's taken a random sample of Republican voters and found out that there's an extraordinary number of Republican voters who said they voted that weren't counted. And then there's an extraordinary number of Republican voters who said, I didn't request a ballot, I didn't vote, and yet they're recorded as having voted. And when you take a random sample, when you do statistics and you apply it to the whole, now we have evidence of large-scale problems with the vote. I think they could take this to court and show that this is a random sample that represents of a million votes. Now we may be talking about 100,000 votes. That'd be enough to tip the difference. I would think that if we took this to a court, the court would then mandate that you have to look at all of the absentee votes one at a time, not count them, but verify whether or not the person who you say voted, you actually call them and ask them, did you vote and who did you vote for to verify the vote?
Interesting part is that Rand Paul kind of swerved off of his libertarian tracks when he said, call somebody at random, ask them, did they vote, and who did you vote for? That seems a little off off the libertarian tracks. Let's do the John DeVoe warning encouragement.
Could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Lion dog-faced pony soldier.
One of the smartest things that Joe Biden ever said. Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. John DeVoe's on the line. He'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to state his case. Unless he starts doing a public service announcement or wandering he's been known to do, either in or both. So without further ado, let's go to the one and only John DeVoe. John, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Thank you. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm doing well, as can be expected, I suppose, at such a time as this. Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
My brother died.
I am sorry to hear that. From?
From here. His name was Dwight A. Jones, Sr. My brother had a car accident and died from injuries received in a car accident in Prattville sometime before the 15th of November, because that's when one of my other siblings called and told me that our brother had died. And we just buried him yesterday at the... my brother was a veteran at the Alabama National Veterans Cemetery in Montevallo.
Yeah.
And, but thank you for your condolences.
Well, I'm really, it's hard losing a brother. I lost my brother, and it's not easy.
Yes. And I also wanted to extend condolences to the family of the late state representative, Alvin Holmes, to the Scott and Holmes families, and as well as the other various families of State Representative Alvin Holmes. I have many memories of Representative Holmes. I do remember one conversation that we had where he was saying that he didn't like to receive emails. You know, he didn't want me to send him any emails or electronic mails because he said that he receives thousands, hundreds and thousands of printed mail on a monthly basis. And he said he read every letter. And he said he had never voted on a piece of legislation his entire time in Alabama legislature that he hadn't read first. And so we had to read all of that. And if you had to do the emails, too, it would just be too much. And my sincerest and dearest condolences to his family.
Yeah, he was something. He was a trailblazer, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, happy holiday season to you and Joey and the entire listening audience all over the globe. My sincerest and dearest peace and blessings to everyone.
Well, again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. It is tough when you lose a brother, having lost one. It's very, very, very tough. Okay, so Rand Paul was talking about auditing the absentee vote, and they've done some statistical analysis of it, saying that There's some, just from doing a sampling, there are a lot of folks that said, who voted, when they called them, said, no, they didn't vote. Somebody else had voted for them. Now, Rand Paul's going to be talking about the Georgia Senate runoff race.
It's mind-boggling, actually, how much room there is for these kinds of mistakes. And you hear these things anecdotally, so it's very interesting to hear this sampling of these numbers and what it adds up to from this professor. The president indicated in this tweet tonight that they've started the GSA transition process. What, you know, you're a senator. Obviously, you're concerned about the Georgia election. We know that Joe Biden's heading there to campaign. What would be your advice for President Trump tonight with regard to his own position and with regard to that Senate race?
With regards to the Senate race, I think the president would be an asset to campaign for the candidates down there. There's not been a politician in my lifetime or even in the previous generation that's been able to draw crowds and enthusiasm like President Trump. He's very popular in Georgia. I think he would help quite a bit to go down there and campaign for him.
Interesting thing, and kind of thinking about it, what would that look like, though? What would he say to the crowd? Because if it's a I've been robbed type speech, I'm not sure how that would fly. I mean, I think he possibly could pull it off, but I think talking in terms of I've done all this and list all these things that he's done, and if you take away these two senators, it'll all be undone. And I need you to vote for them so it will keep the Trump administration intact for when they come back in 4 years. I can see him do that. I can see him go not too far off that line right there. Soon it will be interesting. Rand Paul is really kind of coming to his own here. Rand Paul's going to be talking about in-person voting versus mail.
And what about the presidency and continuing to pursue the legal avenues?
I think that this is an unprecedented election. We've never had one like this. When a third of the people vote by mail, yes, we need to validate that those are the correct people. They actually did vote. If we're not willing to do that, it means we're really not willing to examine this election in its extraordinary fashion. But it also means that the easiest way to validate an election is to vote in person. I'm not against voting early or having early voting, but the majority of the vote, the vast majority needs to be in person because there's so many checkpoints. Can you imagine calling up a million people in Philadelphia and saying, did you vote and who you voted for, and checking if that was accurate? So the first thing you do is a sample like Professor Williams did. And when you look at this sample and apply it to the whole, you're astounded that there could be 100,000 invalid votes just in Philadelphia. So I think in the future, we have to go back to in-person voting. We can't just say, oh, here's a ballot, we're going to mail it to anyone. I think it's rife for fraud. Right. And now we have scientific evidence that there may well have been widespread changes in votes in Philadelphia that could have affected the election.
Sorry for that. That was them versus that was the Rand Paul connection. Absolutely in agreement. The question will be, can you get the Pennsylvania House and Senate to write some ironclad election law legislation that's going to say, okay, you can vote early, we'll give you up to 2 weeks, you can go in, we'll have the voting place open, it'll be convenient to you, we'll maybe change the voting places around where this one will be open for these 2 days, one in this area will be open for these 2 days, where it does this kind of rotation. I can see that, but get away from this mail voting, this what's going on, and particularly if they're correct saying that 722,000 absentee ballots have been requested in Georgia. That is scary as hell. Let me go to a break. The music tells it all. We'll be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from and many bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. The eve before the eve of Thanksgiving. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to a name out of the past here. Big Kahuna. Big Kahuna, how are you?
Great. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dan and Joey.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah. Here's an idea, something I haven't seen discussed, but I read an affidavit that was connected to Sidney Powell of a poll watcher in Atlanta. A lady said she's been doing this for 20 years, and she said that when they did the recount, she came back in on a Saturday, I think it was the first day, and there was two people to a table. They had like 50 tables set up or something, and she had one box that it looked like the machine had marked all the ballots, almost all of them. She said there was two that was in the box that were for Trump, but all the rest were for Biden. And she said the paper, the ballot felt a little different than the other ballot, and the edges weren't bent at all. Like, it was perfect, and it was, like, done in a printer. And then she went back on Sunday, and she didn't get any more boxes like that. Matter of fact, she didn't have any ballots to count, and other tables were getting these boxes, but she never got any. I don't know. Did you read that affidavit?
I didn't read it. I heard about it. But
okay. So I read it this morning. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 pages long. But my thought is, well, get those things and, you know, in front of a judge, discovery, and compare them to the other ballots that are printed by the state of Georgia. And is there notice? Is it different? Is it different paper? Is it different printing? Is this machine? I mean, you can determine counterfeit money. You could determine a counterfeit ballot.
Let me ask you something. Was the ballot printed by a Dominion machine, or was it a ballot that was mailed to them that they mailed back?
Oh, that I don't know. The affidavit didn't say it because they don't know. This lady was doing the recount, and it was just a box of all these ballots that were the same, all marked for Biden, that looked like it was, you could do it like in a printer. And so they're printed somewhere else and not by the state of Georgia. And that, you could have experts, like you have counterfeit money experts, testify, is this printed, is this ballot printed by the state of Georgia, or did it come from somewhere else?
Yeah. And that's interesting because John Merrill and I have had that conversation. They send all of the ballots to one printer in Alabama. And so you're going to know what, if that is a ballot that was an official ballot printed by the printer and given to the state of Alabama. So if somebody tries to go in and do another ballot, then you're not going to be able to do another ballot.
Well, you can determine that. But, right. You know, if that happened, if this fraud happened on a massive scale and all these boxes of ballots that showed up in the middle of the night were done fraudulently, that could be proven through scientific discovery. Those ballots just don't disappear, and I don't think they have yet. You know, as long as the ballots are still available, this can be proven if it's true. But this lady who signed the affidavit said she's been doing this for 20 years. So she's not some crackpot.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
That's the whole thing, Bakun, is if they can show broad and expansive fraud, now you're into the legitimacy that you either need to do another vote or you need to recount and take out some of these votes that are possibly fraudulent?
Yeah, you have to take out all these fraudulently printed ballots that could be proven by the paper and that they were not printed by the state of Georgia. Who knows where they came from? Nobody's got a claim if they know where they came from. But all those are thrown out, and, oh, Trump's winning by 100,000s of votes.
That would be good. Big Kahuna, how have you been?
Been good, man. Getting through this, muddling through this coronavirus, right?
Yeah, so how are you protecting yourself? Are you not doing the water park anymore?
No water park. do wear a mask when I go into stores and, you know, not when I'm around family, but we do when we go in the stores.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'll be together with family, just a small family get-together.
Is this smaller than you normally do?
This year it probably will be, yes.
I'm hearing that a lot. It's, everything seems to be scaled down.
And that's just what it is for right now. I mean, there is a spike in cases in this area, there's no doubt. At least that's what I'm hearing from friends and people we know that have, you know, been exposed or had come down with it.
Yeah, well, the people I know that have gotten it have not had that bad of a problem. There are a couple of people, I think Jay had a real problem, but Jay had some underlying conditions. I think Rich did well with it. But the attorney, male attorney I know, the ambulance female driver I know, both of those sell through it.
So it is something serious, but most people are not affected too badly. But Lord willing, we'll have a vaccine here pretty soon.
I think we will. I think we'll have it by the second week of December.
I hope you're right.
Big Kahuna, you take care.
Good to talk to you, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Eric, hang on for me, buddy. Dylan Wings, the event on the 19th of Ladies' Night was a success. Now what you need to do is be working on making Christmas a success. You know, a lot of guys out there will go in and wait till the last minute to go buy something for their significant other, a.k.a. spouse, girlfriend, et al. Well, get ahead of the curve. Not because I'm trying to say, you know, waiting in the last minute can be kind of fun sometimes. But do an original piece by going to Dylan Wings and talk to Josh and look at his expertise in developing a custom piece of jewelry for you. You're going to be surprised. It's not that much different than just going in and buying a piece, particularly if you've got stones or something from some old jewelry that you can use. I want you to give him a call, set him an appointment to go talk to Josh and meet him at 334-215-3669. An appointment is not necessary. I just think it would be good for the two of you to kind of come up with a time. I set up a time to meet with him, show me around the store, show me what he did, and it didn't really take that long. And for me to really get a feel for his artistic capabilities. He's a craftsman, but he's also an artist. Dylan Wings on Brown Springs Road, 119 Brown Springs Road. That's coming from AUM towards Atlanta Highway on the right-hand side. Telephone number again, 334-215-3669. Take care. Take advantage of the Created by Josh difference of a piece of jewelry from Dylan Wings. Eric, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good.
Great. First of all, in relating to what I guess is Big Kahuna told, the story that I'm reading is that the boxes of ballots were never creased. And in order to be legitimate, they would have to come in an envelope and therefore be folded. And so, these were just absolutely flat pieces of paper.
Interesting. So this was mail-in ballots.
Yeah. So you wouldn't even have to have a scientific study to prove these. They would be invalid because they never were creased or folded.
Interesting. I like that.
Now, the reason I really called, and this is really kind of just anecdotal, I have an acquaintance that is the CEO of a a mid-sized manufacturing firm up in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And she's very upset that with the Biden platform being presented, they figure that they're going to increase their costs about 10 to 15%.
There goes their profits.
Yep. And then, furthermore, with the current pandemic underway, their business has gone down. So she's looking and looking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They finally have, after several meetings, have discovered or pinned down, they're going to have to go through a layoff of about 60 people. She was bemoaning this and out wandering around on the property of the company, and happened on the employee parking lot and saw a car with that had a Biden-Harris sticker on it. And she started thinking, and she walked up and down the rows and counted the Biden-Harris stickers. And lo and behold, she found 60 of them. And those are going to be the first 60 people she lays off.
Ooh, boy.
Kind of a...
I would make sure she didn't say that to anybody else other than you.
That kind of just desserts.
Yeah, just I hate to say the law said that could happen from that.
Why? She's got a... She's in a employment at will state, and she has a right to lay off people if they can't afford to keep them.
If you select somebody based on race, creed, color, sex, national origin, and then now add political philosophy to that.
I don't know that political philosophy would ever fly in court.
We'll see in the fullness of time.
Yep. But it's an interesting story.
It is. Eric, have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let me go to a break. Coming back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are going to enjoy the last day of an extended over 3-week pattern of tranquil weather. I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine today. Very comfortable, upper 60s to around 70. Tomorrow is a big travel day, Thanksgiving Eve. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by late in the day. And showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then, unfortunately, the front slows up, so we'll have to keep the risk of scattered showers in the forecast, at least a small risk on Thanksgiving with a high around 73. Looking ahead, another big deal storm system sometime Iron Bowl weekend that needs to be watched. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mortgage Corporation of the South. Saving me money. Want to save you money by lowering your interest rate. As I asked the client, what's your interest rate? And they didn't know. Looked at it, it was 5.5%. Saved a bunch of money. So keep up with these things. So look at, find out what your interest rate is. You can call your bank and find out. You can look at, if you get a report on it quarterly, you can look at that report and it'll tell you. And calculate how much equity you have in your house. Give Mortgage Corporation South 567-9000 a call and see what kind of interest rate you can get. It's in the twos now, the twos. So if you're having high threes or low fours, you're much better off being in the twos, even with closing costs. Let the number tell you what to do. I tell my clients that all the time. Let the number tell you what to do. If it's lower in the same number of years, then it's a good deal. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. VA loan? Oh, special deal for you guys. Fast closing, no out-of-pocket. Just by calling 567-9000, give them the interest rate. They'll ask you a few questions, plug in the numbers, and tell you how much they can save you. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, equal housing lender. Back to Rand?
Yeah.
Yes. Rand Paul on lockdown won't work. This is Dr. Rand Paul speaking here.
I mean, we know Jimmy Carter and James Baker both did a study way back and said, you know, mail-in voting has a huge potential for fraud. So we need to get this right. Before I let you go, you said on outnumbered overtime today, it's getting some attention. There's no indication any lockdowns have slowed this down with regard to the virus, obviously. I think the Wall Street Journal put it best when they said the virus is insidious. It's largely spreading regardless of human behavior. Does that mean that, you know, following the guidelines for Thanksgiving and all of that doesn't really keep us safer? Is that what you're suggesting?
I think if you look at the mandates and the lockdowns, and you can look at chart after chart, state after state, country after country, as the mandates have become more severe, as the mask wearing has become more widespread, the incidence of the infection has gone up. We're going up exponentially now, despite all the mandates. So you can argue there may be some benefit. And I think there are benefit to N95 masks. The other masks don't work. And there would be benefit if you are at high risk to wear one. But having everyone wear one is not a good idea in the sense that I don't think is necessarily helping. It's incredibly invasive. And one point on your herd immunity, your doctors were saying we need 2/3. Well, in New York City, 1/3 of the people have antibodies. So it may be that you get to herd immunity much faster with only 1/3 being vaccinated. I'm still for everybody being vaccinated.
I think that's a great point.
Having the choice of it. But it's interesting that we have a lot of antibodies out there, and many more people have had this to actually know it.
Interestingly enough, California, which is known for its wonderful temperatures, normally warm, people are normally outside, they've locked all these people out. One of the largest spreaders that's happening right now is in California, and particularly in the L.A. area where Garcetti, that crazy bozo mayor, locks everybody down, and what they're doing is they're staying inside, and they're just transmitting the virus back and forth to each other. And if they would have been outside during that time, then they would have had a different result. They have been in lockdown since February of this year. That's a long time, boys and girls. It's talking about 9 months that they have had closings, schools closed, restaurants operating at fractional proportions, and they are having a run amok problem there. Okay, herd immunity and testing, Rand Paul.
And if you did massive antibody testing, you probably could get the vaccines to the people who need them more effectively, and you would reach immunity in a quicker way through that way.
I was just going to say, interestingly, the way we know how we do the antibody testing is also random sampling. They sample 3,000 people in New York. They take that percentage, but then they extrapolate it to the whole of New York, and they find out that about 1/3 of New York has had antibodies, which is it wasn't good because a lot of people unfortunately died by getting the infection. But the good news now is it's going to speed up herd immunity as we get the vaccine, that it may come quicker than some people think.
Joey, do you have part of your Thanksgiving tradition to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving parade?
It's not usually been on my list. I know it's on yours though, right?
Yeah, it's been on my list. I'm not sure they're going to do a virtual parade.
What?
I know. They're going to have people, they're going to go out and they're going to have no people, and they're going to have the balloons and floats limited, and then some star is going to come out and sing and then go back in. But they're not going to be all the people packed along the road. I may cry during it this year because I wake up and I do my cinnamon rolls with the icing that you put in there and hit them up. Big glass of milk. Watch Fox and Friends and then flip over to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Well, I'll go with the cinnamon rolls. from the way you just described that, I wouldn't tune into that freak show.
I've got to see just to see what is it going to look like.
Right.
I mean, and then see how, because the people that do it are always talking about, you know, the history of the float, and it takes 16 people to hold it down, and it's one of the favorites, and it's been here since 1968, and all that kind of stuff. Is it really going to be funny to watch it this year? And then the lighting of the Christmas tree? How in the heck they're going to do that? I've seen the Christmas tree dozen times. But people get packed in there. I mean, they are packed in there like sardines. Herd immunity and testing? Dr. Rand Paul? We just did that,
yeah.
Let's go to Trey Gowdy talking to Ronna McDaniels. He's first going to give you an election update, and then Ronna is going to weigh in on the legal fight and where they're going with it.
Tonight, the Michigan State Board of Canvassers voted to certify the state's election results, granting Biden the state's 16 electoral votes. Meanwhile, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals granted the Trump campaign's request to review a lower court's decision dismissing a lawsuit over voting in Pennsylvania. This, as the Wisconsin partial presidential recount entered its fourth day today. And breaking tonight, the United States General Services Administration chief announced the agency has reached out to the Biden team to formally begin the transition process. After the news broke, President Trump tweeted, and I quote, "I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for her steadfast dedication and loyalty to our country. She has been harassed, threatened, and abused, and I do not want to see this happen to her or her family, employees of GSA. Our case strongly continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, and I have told my team to do the same. Here to explain where things stand, RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel." Rona, for those who have not been following the GSA story, what should they know? What happened today, and why is that significant?
Well, what everyone should know is our president loves this country. He is going to put the protocols in place, but he is not by any means giving up this fight. We still have a recount going on in Wisconsin with major issues in how their election laws were applied, with over 200,000 people saying they were indefinitely confined. That is four times more than happened in 2016. It just doesn't seem correct, especially when you consider that huge increase, and that allows them to evade voter ID laws. In Georgia, in 2018, 280,000 absentee ballots came in with a 3% rejection rate for signatures that didn't match. This election, 1.2 million absentee ballots came in with a 0.3 rejection rate. So we have a recount in Georgia happening. The governor finally said we should look at the signatures. So there's a lot still going on. You just talked about the Pennsylvania case. And even in Michigan today, the Board of Canvassers voted 4-1 with the Democrats saying that there should be legislative review of the election process. So this is far from over, but the president loves this country and he's going to put the protocols in place, but he is not done fighting by any means.
Okay, she said that the governor said we need to look at the signatures. I tried to Google that and I couldn't find where he had said that. So I'm not sure, maybe I misunderstood. I thought she was talking about Georgia, but when I Googled it, I didn't see it, but that was early this morning. So maybe something else has happened since then. This thing is getting into a mess. I'm getting an email from somebody on Sidney Powell. Let's go to the second part of Trey Gowdy. Ronald McDonald gives status of other areas of concern.
From the standpoint of court filings, you mentioned Wisconsin, you mentioned Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan. What other states are there currently legal proceedings, and what's the status of those proceedings?
Well, we're looking at everything in Nevada and Arizona as well, just to track down any irregularities. You know, Nevada, they changed the settings on their machines. We sued before the election. We knew they were doing that, which made it harder for them to detect if a signature was on the envelope. We still think that should be reviewed. So many things, Trey, were changed in the name of COVID. Democrats came in and stripped away many of the mechanisms that ensure election integrity, that put our election at risk and made it more porous, and stripped away safeguards that were critical to this election. And you look at Georgia, you look at Nevada, you look at Pennsylvania. Huge changes were made in these elections that were different than in 2018 or 2016. And we have problems and we need to pursue them. And you have a canvas and a certification for a reason. And what the media has done and Democrats have done to harass Republicans for even wanting to look into it, attacking people who have come forward under oath with affidavits, it is really shameful. And like Rick Grenell talked about earlier, we don't have a press that's fair and balanced right now. It is attack Republicans, even if we're looking at very real concerns about this election.
News on 93.1, final segment of Dan Moore Show, coming up after this.
he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fresh-cut Fraser Furs have just arrived at Southern Homes and Gardens, Montgomery's number one source for Christmas trees. What makes our Christmas trees the best? Individually stored in water, our fresh-cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season long. With trees ranging 6 to 12 feet, we've got the perfect size for any space. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh-cut Christmas trees in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to Michael Goodwin, who I like. He's a very good writer, by the way. But he's not too bad on TV. What he talks about and what he looks like are kind of separate things here. He's going to be talking about Michael Goodwin on Biden's foreign policy team. Listen in.
More on that topic now. Joe Biden's choices for key cabinet posts include some longtime Washington insiders. The president-elect will nominate former Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken to lead the State Department. What do his choices tell us about the new administration's policy priorities? Michael Goodwin is a columnist with the New York Post. Interesting, as Peter Ducey was just mentioning that there has been no announcement of a Bernie Sanders as Secretary of Labor, and Elizabeth Warren, for instance, did not get the Treasury Secretary job that she supposedly wanted so badly. What's it saying to you, Michael?
Well, good morning, John. I think what it really shows is what Joe Biden and who Joe Biden is comfortable with. And not surprisingly, he's comfortable with the people he worked with before in these agencies. But I think more importantly, it's not so much about the people as it is the policies they represented. And that, I think, is the most troubling part of this, that when you look at John Kerry, for example, on the Iran pact, on the climate deal, none of these were popular. None of these worked in America's favor. They were not popular around the world, particularly the Iran deal. You see how the facts in the world have changed with United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, Sudan making a peace treaty with Israel, recognizing Israel. Now Saudi Arabia's king and crown prince meeting with the head of the Israeli government. These are enormous changes that Joe Biden and John Kerry and their ilk never saw coming. They thought they were not possible. John Kerry just said recently that there would be no separate Arab peace with Israel. It all depended on the Palestinians. That turned out to be absolutely wrong. Tony Blinken, of course, part of the State Department under the Obama-Biden administration. So I think that the issue here is, does Joe Biden have any forward ideas, or are we just going back to the ideas that were repudiated by the American people, by the Trump administration, and by the facts that happened after the policies were changed? So that, to me, is the most troubling part of this.
I know the answer. We're going back. Because what they're trying to do, everything that Donald Trump broke, that everybody talks about, he's a bull in China shop, all these institutional beliefs and people that were there and spent their life moving up the food chain to get where they were, they are back in power and they're trying to put the Humpty Dumpty back together. It's going to be interesting to see where that goes. So, Michael Goodwin on Biden getting back into foreign groups here.
KT McFarland was a deputy national security advisor in the Trump administration. She doesn't seem to think much of the nominees so far. Listen.
This is globalism writ large. And the first thing that's going to go out the window is, as you just pointed out, America first. These guys are going to get out the American checkbook. They're going to rejoin all the international organizations, which we underwrite and pay for. And the problem is that none of them are going to stand up to China.
China and Iran. I mean, President Trump canceled the Iran deal. Can we expect that that's somehow going to be renovated now?
Well, Joe Biden has said he would like to do that. But I think that the facts on the ground in the Mideast basically say you shouldn't do that. You don't need to do that. You are doing better this way when you've got the Arab states uniting with Israel against Iran. Why would you want to coddle Iran? Why would you want to give them a boost when you've really got them on the run? Don't forget, President Trump gave the order to take out Soleimani, the head of the Quds, the mastermind of terror throughout the Mideast. Joe Biden said he wouldn't have done that. So yeah. We would have more terror under the Biden policies. And finally, I would just say quickly, John, about NATO, as KT McFarland mentions. Think of all the additional monies that NATO is now paying for the common defense, the NATO members, Germany, et cetera. None of them were paying their fair share before. President Trump got them to increase dramatically the amount of money that they are spending for the common defense. That would not have happened under Joe Biden. And now we're going to criticize the Trump administration for not taking better care of NATO. I think Trump actually strengthened NATO.
That was a great piece. White paper that was written called, it was entitled The Club. And it talked about how Donald Trump came in and he didn't want to be the U.S. to be part of the club. And the club was, you join the club and you pay your dues and all the other club members benefit from the U.S. NATO is an example of the club. The peace, the climate accord is a part of the club. It benefits India, Russia, and China. It hurts us because we're the most industrialized, clean nation out there, and with the exception of Germany, but it's we're out really producing things. And what Joe Biden's going to do is he's going to try to get back into the club and try to get all these club memberships going back where we're right. I mean, KT McFarland is spot on with this thing. Spot on. Let's try to get the call in instead of doing the Soulja Boy's going to have to be tied here. Soulja Boy?
I'm going to give it the clip note version.
There we go.
All right. Hey, you know, it simply amazes me. I watched, what was it, about 10, maybe 6, 7 years ago on 60 Minutes. They did a special, and you know how 60 Minutes is so progressive and left-wing liberal. They were concerned about the software affecting and be able to, get into our voting systems and everything and affect our elections. But now I hear nothing but crickets now.
Yeah, and anybody who talks about that is a conspiracy theory person.
I know. It's simply amazing me. When it benefits them, you know, it's okay to do that, you know. Hey, is it true that the Auschwitz killer from New York is getting an Emmy Award?
He already got it. He got it yesterday.
Unbelievable. And he's no difference from Hitler to me. If, you know, they stole around the term Nazi around, but, you know, and Auschwitz and, you know, and Dachau, but I've been to both of those when I was stationed over there, and I had got the tour of it. It's no different than when the Nazis walked the Jewish people into those ovens and murdered them than him to knowingly send, you know, people who were COVID-19 into old folk elderly homes. There's no difference, is there, Dan?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, I went that far then. I guess I can do that since I've had relatives that have been through that situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's pretty much the same. When I knowingly know that that's going to cause death to somebody, how is he not being charged? These war crimes.
I think what he would say is he didn't knowingly know that. So, Joy, I'm out of time, baby. You have a good one.